USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
At least one person was killed and several others wounded during a shooting near a Juneteenth festival in Oakland, California.
People in front of me started running away from me, and I turned around, and like 300 people were running right at me.
That witness spoke with CBS TV in the San Francisco Bay Area. Six people were shot. A 22-year-old man died. Four males between 16 and 27 and a 21-year-old woman were wounded. Two suspects were arrested running away from the scene, and two guns were recovered. Storm sweeping across the southeastern U.S., turning deadly, causing flash flooding and spurring tornadoes that destroyed dozens of homes. An adult and nine children in Alabama died after two vehicles likely hydroplaned on drenched roads. Tropical storm Claudette has been downgraded to a tropical depression. There are still flash flood watches in effect in several states. As much as a foot of rain was reported along the Mississippi Gulf Coast on Saturday. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
With historically low turnout, Iran has elected a new hardline president.
An ultra-conservative candidate has won Iran's presidential election. Hardliner Ibrahim Raisi had won with just over 60% of the votes in an election marred by an historically low turnout. Raisi is the chief justice of Iran and is personally under sanctions from the U.S. He's accused of taking part in the mass execution of political prisoners in the 1980s. Raisi will take office, which is the second highest position in the government, in early August. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There's concern that election could further complicate a possible return to a nuclear agreement. Talks continuing today in Vienna between Iran and global powers to negotiate an agreement to contain Iran's nuclear development. The U.S. is not at the table after the Trump administration unilaterally pulled the country out of the deal in 2018. It's the first official meeting since Iran's president won in a landslide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Colorado's governor has signed several gun control bills into law, including one that allows cities and municipalities in the state to set their own gun regulations. Previous state law prohibited local governments from doing so. The new law now gives municipalities more jurisdiction in setting their own laws, but they can't be more lenient than Colorado state law. A second bill requires the state to carry out public awareness campaigns, and a third measure prohibits gun dealers from transferring guns to an individual who has not undergone a background check or has been convicted of misdemeanors. Georgia's Secretary of State is set to remove some 100,000 names from voter rolls, the first major voting list maintenance following the 2020 election. The names are being removed because of a change of address form submitted to the U.S. Postal Service, election mail bouncing back, or having no contact with elections officials for at least 5 years. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said in a statement, "Making sure Georgia's voter rolls are up to date is key to ensuring the integrity of our elections. Voters will be able to block their removal if they provide information within a month. Those who are removed can re-register." Taiwan welcomed 2.5 million COVID-19 vaccine doses from the United States Sunday, more than doubling the island's arsenal of shots. Washington initially promised to donate 750,000 doses, but increased that number as President Biden's administration advances its pledge to send 80 million U.S.-made shots around the world. Only 6% of Taiwan's 23.5 million people have received one dose of the vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.